Notice of motions and orders of the day, item number 2, House agrees.
Ayes.
Item number 3 on today's order paper to be moved. Yes, Honourable
Deputy Speaker, may I speak to the...
Okay, Honourable Karyappa.
Well, I am doing this with good intention. I read Standing Order 91F. No member shall refer to any motion or debate to any matter which is under adjudication by courts of law. Deputy, Honourable Deputy Speaker, unfortunately, the third item that is being moved contains, but this is very, very, very important, otherwise the benefit will go to Deshabandhu, not anybody else. Yeah, I'll raise the issues. Now, this motion, Deshabandhu.
Honourable Member, you may state your point of order.
I'm sorry
within
about
1 minute, please.
I'm sorry about my ignorance. I'm sorry about my ignorance.
Honourable Lakmali Hemachandra, Attorney at Law. Honourable Lakmali Hemachandra.
Garu Niyojakarta Nayakathumani. අදින න්‍යායපත්‍රයේ ප්‍රධාන වැඩ කටයුතු වල විෂයාංග 3 වශයෙන් දක්වා ඇති 2002 අංක 5 දරන නිලධරයන් ඉවත් කිරීමේ කාර්යපටපාටිය පනතෙහි 5 වගන්තිය සමග කියවිය යුතු 3 ඈ සහ 3 ඊ වගන්ති ප්‍රකාරව විෂමාචාර්ය සහ ධූරයේ බලතල බරපතල අන්දමින් අනිසි ලෙස යොදා ගැනීම සම්බන්ධයෙන් පොලිස්පති TMW දේශබන්දු තෙන්නකෝන් මහතා පොලිස්පති ධූරයෙන් නිවත් කිරීම සඳහා එකී පනතෙහි 5 වගන්තිය ප්‍රකාරව පරීක්ෂණ කමිටුවක් පත් කළ යුතු බවට වූ යෝජනා සම්මතය පාර්ලිමේන්තුවට මම ඉදිරිපත් කරමි.
Resolution to be seconded by another member of the parliament. Yes, honorable member.
කරු නියෝජ්‍ය කතානායකතුමනි, නීතිඥ ලක්මාලි හේමචන්ද්‍ර මන්ත්‍රීතුමිය ගෙන ආ යෝජනාව මම ස්ථිර කරනවා.
Yes, Honorable Karyappa.
Thank you very much. Now, I once again reiterate for the purpose of my formal objection, point of order, 91F. No member shall refer to any motion or debate, any matter which is under adjudication by court of law. Unfortunately, this particular motion contained at its page 106-10 in Sinhala, fourth paragraph, fifth paragraph, Supreme Court cases which is still pending. Then the so-called number of charge sheet contains 16 contains pending murder cases. Now when the disease goes as it's now constitutes, it violates Standing Order 91F, and it also will give an opportunity the person concerned to take an objection in the appropriate court that he had not got fair trial because he had been tried by a committee. On top of it, this committee is going to consist on a Supreme Court judge before whom that the Supreme Court case is already pending. Therefore, I with all humble make a request that we make an appropriate amendment, but I am very keen to have this motion proceeds of removing him, but with a proper amendment. Thank you very much.
Honourable Member Karyappa, I would like to inform you that this matter has already been brought to the notice of the Committee on Parliamentary Business held on 2nd April 2025 by some members of Parliament representing the opposition. Their concern that the resolution is sub judice was considered by the Committee of Parliamentary Business, and at the request of those members from the opposition, the Honourable Speaker agreed to record those concerns in the minutes of that meeting. Since the Committee on Parliamentary Business is mandated with deciding the business of Parliament, the Committee decided to schedule the resolution for business of Parliament on Tuesday, 8th April 2025, that is today. Therefore, there is no necessity in raising this matter at this moment.
House agrees for the item number 3.
ගරු නියෝජ්‍ය කතානායකතුමනි, මේ යෝජනාව සම්බන්ධයෙන් බෙදීමක් කියලා ඉදනවා.
In order to approve the item number 3 on today's order paper, it is time to cast your votes. Members who are in favor may use the green button. Members who are against may use the red button. Members who are abstaining may use the yellow button to cast their votes. Honorable members, please begin voting now. Honorable members, please check that your vote has been correctly recorded on the digital board. Okay. Once again, honorable members, please check that your vote has been correctly recorded on the digital board. Are there any honorable members who are unable to cast their votes? Okay. Are there any members who are unable to cast?
We have to switch off the. One or two more minutes. We can do.
All right. Oh, really? Were there any members who are unable to cast their votes? If so, are there any members on my right side? Are there members on my left side? Yes. Are you in favor or against?
Yeah. Pakshai.
Pakshai. In favor. Are there any other members either on my right or my left side who are unable to cast their votes? The voting time is now over. Honorable T.B. Sarath.
Pakshai.
Mumbai. Yes, Mohanbhai, you may state your point of order.
No, me vote ke pange pain ne niyojika thana tu. Penna ne display karan ne vote. 99. මම පක්ෂයි නමුත් මේක ඩිස්ප්ලේ වෙන්නේ
නැහැ. ඕකේ. ඕකේ. He is in favor 99 is in favor.
151
against no that's no 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 okay nil kiya Accordingly, the passing for passing the item number 3 of today's order paper, 151 votes have been cast in favor, nil votes have been cast against, number of abstentions nil. Accordingly, I wish to inform the House that item number 3 on today's order paper, resolution to appoint a committee of inquiry in terms of section 5 of the Removal of Officers Procedure Act Number 5 of 2002 to remove the Inspector General of Police, Mr. T.M.W. Deshabandhu Tenakoon, from the Office of the Inspector General of Police for misconduct and gross abuse of power of his office in terms of Section 3D and 3E, read with Section 5 of the said Act, has been passed with a majority of 151 votes. Adjournment of the House, the Honourable Leader of the House.
ගරු නියෝජ්‍ය කතානායකතුමනි, මෙම පාර්ලිමේන්තුව 2025 අප්‍රේල් 9 වන බදාදා පූර්ව භාග 9:30 දක්වා කල්තැබීවිතය මම යෝජනා කරමි.
Accordingly, the House is adjourned until 9:30 a.m. on Wednesday, the 9th April 2025.